Good morning, Masechet Chulin, Daf Kuf Mem. Okay, the shiur this morning is the Ilui Nishmato, the great-grandfather of Michael's.
Avram David ben Yerucham Dov.
Avram David ben Yerucham Dov. Okay, should be an Ilui Nishama. Okay, let's go. So we're starting at the bottom here. We're still busy with these matey bays. And we brought a couple of brighters. Right, we're trying to see whether we've got this word, whether tzipor only means kosher or not, right? That's what we got up to. So we're on this fifth attempt to prove it. There was a toshma of anfuhi. This is a pasuk in Daniel, that's in Aramaic. Of anfuhi iduran tzafre shmaya. Right, that's actually the word we're talking about over here. Of anfuhi, right? Yaduran tzafre shmaya. Is basically, we're talking here, okay, of these tziporim, of what we are called tzifre shmaya. So the Gemara says tzifre shmaya. So basically, you can see over here. Look at Rashi. V'halo, v'achalokativ kanaf. So we have, like in other psukim, we had tzipor and kanaf, and we could say tzipor was tahor, kanaf was tamei and chagav and a locust, right? Here there's no kanaf. See, there's no kanaf, says Rashi. V'al korchach. You have to say, for tamei namin mitkaptin be'ilanot. Whatever this pasuk was speaking over there, it's relevant at the moment for our time, for the moment, that therefore we see that tzipor must also be referring to all types of tziporim, both the tziporim tohorim and tziporim tamei. The Gemara says no. Tzipore shmaya ikru. Tzipore stame lo ikru. They were called tzipore shmaya. There's a special reason of here, tzipore shmaya. We're discussing in our Gemara when it says tzipor, not tzipor shmaya. Okay. Gemara starts again. Toshma, kol tzipor Torah. Here we got a pasuk of here which comes from Dvarim. It says, "Kol tzipor Torah tochel." You can eat any kosher bird. Ah, so the word tzipor is Torah. So we see that michlal diketmeya. Therefore, the Gemara says there must be, obviously, if the Torah calls it tzipor Torah, there must also be tzipor tmeya. That's a good question, right? The Gemara says, no. Umichlal diket asura. It says, all that it means is that there are some birds that are tahor, and there are also some birds which are asur. Even if they're tahor, they're still asur. Right? The Gemara says, Mahi, what is it, a treifa? Right, the Gemara says, treifa, behedicative. But why would we want to learn treifa from that? Mm-hmm. Treifa is, if you look at Rashi, by the way, Rashi's Dibur HaMatkel, the second narrow line, says, Vaha, behedicative. You see that? He puts in the question word there, Rashi, the Vaha. Now, our Gemara just says, treifa, behedicative. Rashi's got it, treifa, Vaha, behedicative, right? Look at Rashi. Nevelau trefa lo yochal letoma ba. It says in Pesukim vayikra uva off tahor mitukum kra. Talking about a kosher bird, but if it's an avail or a trefa, you can't eat it. Talking shehet mitamet bait shehet mitamet bait tabliya. And then we learn all about the whole idea that when you eat this bird, this tahor bird, that's an avail or a trefa, that is where it is mitamet when you swallow in the bait tabliya. We learned plenty of times, right? So it can't be talking about a trefa, and be beshchuta de metzora. So now you're going to tell me that we're talking about all these kosher birds that you can't eat. So maybe you're going to tell me that also, so that if we're talking there about a tzipor tahor, michal dikat tmei, we said, no, it's asur. So what's asur? If it's a treifa, but treifa is bed, you're written in beforash. And if you're going to tell me another bird, which is a shchutem de metzor, with the metzor, remember the metzor brings two birds, right? One bird he shechts and one bird he sets free, remember? Mm-hmm. With me? So maybe it's the shchut of the metzora. See, it says v'shachat tzipor achat v'kam l'amarazor v'kedushin dasrim b'hanah, that bird you can't get hanah from it, right? So that be safer than the kra nafka. That we learned, we've got a makor for that as well, because it says v'ze asher lo, the end of that pasuk, that same pasuk, that says v'ze asher lo tochlu. Right, there's also in Dvarim Yudalev, the next pasuk. The first pasuk was called Tzipor Torah Tochelu, was Dvarim Yudalev, pasuk Yudalev. Then the next pasuk in pasuk Yudbet is Vze Asher Tochlu Mehem, these you can eat, Anesher Vaperes Vaosnia. So it says Vze Asher Lo Tochlu Mehem. Right, what does it mean? Lo Tochlu Mehem. Look at Rashi. Vze Asher Lo Tochlu Mehem. Yetairuhu. It's Meyuta that Vze Asher Lo Tochlu Mehem. Speaking about the previous ones which are tahor, so he says there, le rabot shchutat metzora. We learn over there that includes the shchutat metzora. Aval hamishulachat muter. So this is on the side, right? As a bala, Rashi says that the metzorah brings two birds. The one he shechts, the one he kills, the one he lets go. The one that he kills is asur bahana, but the one that he lets go is mutar. Now, why is it mutar? Logical reason why it's mutar. Why do you think it's mutar? What's the logical reason? And what happens? And somebody else might find it. He never knew that it was a Metzorah bird that it had sent free. And if this bird was an Asur Bahana, now you're causing a guy a Michshol. You're sending out something which is going to cause somebody else to sin over. Look at Rashi. Don't send it out for others to stumble over. Now you're going to cause them problems. Shehut Sadin, they'll go hunting it. But people eat them. And therefore, they're being over here eating something which is Asur. How are they meant to know? Unless you stick a big sign on the bird saying, this bird is a Metzorah bird, don't eat it, right? So it says, Ve'ele vadai mutar. So that's just on the side, right? So here, so the question is now, what's this bird we're speaking about? If we say that a kol tzipor Torah means tamea, we understand. But if it means asur, which is, what's asur? If it's a treif, it's katub mefurash. If it's chut metzorah, what's the mefurash? The Gemara says, no, l'olam b'shchut de metzora. Actually, it is a shchut de metzora. That's what we're speaking about. We're coming here to be mamait, the shchut of a metzora. So what's the chidush of this? What is the purpose? Really learn to record for it. L'avor ala b'shasei uve lo ta'asei. We've got an lo ta'asei and an asei. Now, where we learned before, where the pasuk there said, v'tzvakev l'kacham adash, it says, v'zeh ashe lo tochlu, right? So lo tochlu, look at Rashi. Rabot shchuta de metzora, ba'asei tohora tochlu velo ha'asura kegon shchuta de metzora velav haba michlal asei is an asei. So this is a lot asei which is learned out of the asei what you can eat. No, it's something else. This is lav haba min asei asei, right? And therefore we've got a lot asei, now we've got an asei as well. So basically with the metzora over on two. Okay, not the answer I think we would love. But it's an answer nonetheless, right? So Gemara says, if that's the case, for looking for treifa. So why then, what's the problem? We said, is it a treifa? We said, no, treifa, we've got behedja kativ. So we said we had to end up with a metzora shchuta. We said, metzora shchuta, what's it going to call for? Is it like a learn from an asa and asa? Well, then why don't we just stick with the original answer of treifa and say, treifa da say, velo ta say? Why do you have to look for metzora shchuta? You got it? Right? But I want to say, velo ta say, the Gemara says, no. Davar la made min yano. We learn that's one of the Shloshe Midot, right? Rashi says over here. Zechar Mishloshe Midot, Mikra Shekatuv Stam. V'elan Yodim, Bameh Medaber, Have Lomdo Me'inyano. And it's Be'inyana Deshchut Ketiv. The Pasuk is Dafke talking about a Metzorah. Right? So if it's talking about a Metzorah, that is the context. If we prefer to learn it with a Metzorah and not to go back unto the Treifa. So basically, we haven't yet proved anything about Tzipor, because even there, Tzipor didn't help us. There were thoughts again. This is the seventh attempt, right, to prove that Tzipor means only kosher or not kosher, right? What says, we got another pasuk over here. It says, V'tziva kohen v'lakach l'mitaher shtei tziporim chayot tahorot v'etz erez ushni tolat v'ezov. Okay? So again, we're speaking about the Metzorah. Right? This is the Metzorah. Right, we learned this in Metzorah. This is in Parsha Metzorah. We learned it last week's Parsha, right? So he says, or in Tazria. Where is it in Tazria or Metzorah? I think it's in Metzorah. It makes sense in Metzorah. Well, I don't remember. Vika, Vayikra, you download. Vayikra, you download is at Metzorah, yeah. Okay, so it says, right, Shtei Tziporim Chayot. So what do you mean, Shtei Tziporim Chayot? So Gemara says over here, Shtei Tziporim Chayot, look at Rashi, right, Ma Chayot, Lav She Chayot Peficha. I'm not Rashi yet. When we say shtei tziporim chayot, what does it mean, two living birds? The Gemara says, doesn't mean living, that you're able to eat them. Whereas they're living in your mouth, so to speak, that you're able to eat them. Shechayot peficha. Right? Michlal, if that's the case, michlal deikelav shechayoticha. If there's some birds that are chayot peficha, then it makes sense that the other birds are that you can't eat. Right? That makes sense, right? And if you can't eat them, then they are. Then we see the word tzipor here. Doesn't always mean tzipor tahor. Gemara says la lo 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 ma chayut. What's chayut? Also, some of these answers I don't know. Be honest with you, obviously needs iyun. La ma chayut shechayan rashei evarin shalahim. That these birds, their limbs all have to be living. In other words, they have to be birds that are fully lived. Now, we can understand what's going on. We learn with a bird that to make a bird a trypha, right? A bird has to be missing a limb. Remember, like a cataract, for example, in a bird wouldn't make a tamay. Remember? Wouldn't pass on it. We learned that before. Birds, we more make little birds. In order for a bird to become a bird that's asur, has to have a chaser ever. Right, remember that. So that's something we're talking about over here. He says, no, look at Rashi here. Macho davcha levicha, rayot levicha torot, v'chtiv tzipurim chayot, v'chlal dike d'shmayahu tzipurim, v'lo chayot ninu, d'havet tmeyot. He says, no. Everin limi'utei mechusarot ever. They're not missing everim. Okay, the Gemara starts again. Toshma, let's now learn from the end of that pasuk. In that pasuk, we had v'tzivakoyim v'akachon v'chtiv tzipurim chayot. Right, and we learned from Chayot that we can't really prove anything about the Tzipor. Let's go to the next word. The Gemara says the safer, but the next word in that pasuk was Chayot Tehorot. Ah, if there's Chayot Tehorot, Tzipor Chayot Tehorot, it must be Tmeot. Yeah. Right, it must be Tmeot. The Gemara says Toshma Misefer Tehorot. The Bach adds in there Love. That love Michlal Deikat Tmeot. Doesn't mean they also Tmeot. The Gemara says no. Michlal Deikat Treifot. We have an Ikka Treifot. But now, wait a second. What did we say a few seconds ago? Right? Look at the third line of this Amud. E Treifa, behead Yikativ. We learned Treifa before us. The Gemara doesn't give that answer now. The Gemara says, Michal, the Gemara says, no. Treifot, no, Michlal de Ikka Treifot. So he says, what? Treifot, Michayot Nafka. He says, but we already learned Treifot. Michayot nafka, right? She says, "Cause treifa needs to be chaya, has to live." So it says, "Hanichem and amar treifa chaya." That only works well according to the man da amar who says that a treifa. So that would work well because we said we learn it from chaya. So he says, "You know what? I would be able to learn tahora, right? According to the one who says that a treifa lives, therefore not from chaya, because a treifa is also a chaya." Remember, we learned before, we had a machloket, right? What's a treifa? We learned it in this masechet. Where we had one opinion was 30 days, one opinion was 12 months, one opinion was for even 3 years or 6 or whatever. All those who say treifa lives. Mm-hmm. We paskin that a treifa is really 12 months. Mm-hmm. That's how we come at, right? She says, Alech manam a treifa chaya. And a manam a treifa ain't a chaya. So my how are you going to then say you learn treifa from chaya? Right? Look at Rashi, aha, nicha. Michayot nafka velo treifa de einach hanicha ha de matzrechet kra achrina leman dama treifa chaya. For the one who says that treifa will live, we need another passage about treifa. But this one is the treifa won't live. So why we add another pasuk, right? That's what the Moses says. V'od, and furthermore, treifa. Look at Rashi. V'od. Treifa mi detane berabi shmael mi binyan av nafka. So we see the second bein demand of a treifa chaya, bein of a chaya. Whether we say a treifa lives or treifa doesn't live doesn't matter because we've got another makor anyhow. We don't need this tahora which is about treifa because we've got a makor for treifa, which is that mi detane berabi shmael nafka. Got a brighter from Rabbi Shmuel's bed midrash. Detane berabi shmael. Shmuel's got a brighter. What does he say? Neemar machshir u'mechaper b'pnim. We know that korbanot. Right, do two things. A lot of the korbanot, some korbanot are machshir, in other words, are enabling korbanot, right? And some korbanot are for kapara, right? Example, let's Rashi bring examples over here. Machshir, look at Rashi, a machshir ivnim, for example, an asham metzora, or a chataot mechusar kapara, of a zavin, or a yoledet. What do we have, for example, when a woman gives birth and she brings a korban? That korban is not for kapara. That korban is to enable her to come into the Beit HaMikdash afterwards, right? That's a korban machshir. As opposed to a korban of a chatat, where a person did an aveira and he brings a chatat. So there's korbanot which are machshir, which are enablers, and there are korbanot which are mechaper. So he says, like Rabbi Shmuel's, but in Rabbi Shmuel's, but as he say, he says, Ne'mar machshir. The korbanot that you bring inside the avodah that's done inside the azara, and there's machshir and there's kapara, and neemar machshir and kapara b'chutz. Right? For example, what's machshir b'chutz? It's in this week's parsha. Right? Now, Tzipor Matzora is last week's parasha. That's a machshir b'chutz, right? The machshir b'chutz, the Tzipor Matzora is done outside the Beit HaMikdash, right? He shechs the bird and sends the bird away. That's the machshir. And then there's the kapara, also b'chutz, right? The kapara b'chutz, like the seira mishtalech, on Yom Kippur, right? You say Yom Kippur. Now, it's very interesting. According to the Vilna Gaon, I learned this morning and I asked a question to Rav Baruch at the end of, I got stuck on it, Shifta Chacham Mirashi, while we were learning this morning. So I asked him, I said, what is this about? He says, this is definitely coming to you as opposed to the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is of the opinion that in this week's parasha, we said it's Asher Yavo LaKodesh, that the Kohen Gadol can come whenever he wants and go into the Kodesh HaKodashim, provided he did all the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. But not the Seira Mishtalech, by the way. I'm sad. But like the five changes of clothes and the tefillahs and the kapara and etc. If he wanted to come to Kodesh, according to the Vilna Gaon, this is the template for how the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Whenever he wants, Sunday, Monday, Friday, Wednesday. But this is the avodah, he has to do all of that. As opposed to other Rishonim, by the way, he says only on Yom Kippur that he can come in. Okay, but Seira Mishtalech, that was my question to him, was what even Seira Mishtalech he does? He says no. But Seira Mishtalech is only Yom Kippur. You're right, just thought I mentioned on the side. Right? Seira Mishtalech, for example, is kapara, but it's done b'chutz, because he sends it away. Right? So we see, so now look what the Gemara says. So how does he learn about this treifa, telling the Bar Bishmael? Says, never machshir b'cha b'pifnim, never machshir b'cha b'chutz. Ma machshir b'cha b'hamur b'fnim? Just that machshir u'mechaper, which is done inside the azara, asabo machshir kemechaper. The tnaim, when he says asabo machshir kemechaper, what does he mean? That the machshir and the mechaper are equal. B'cho mina ksheirot. You have to have the korban for the machshir and the korban for the kapara both have the same requirements, right? B'cho mina ksheirot v'tara, shere gam ha-machshirin, Krevim ha'emorin shalem. You machsh, even the machshirin, you bring their offal, right? You bring their onto the Mamidash. Af machshir u'mechaper hamur b'chutz, asabo machshir ke'mechaper. Look at Rashi, yeah? Af b'chutz, machshir ke'mechaper. Seira mishtalech, ta'asur b'mum, deba'i ra'ui l'ashem. Even the seira mishtalech, that you're going to send outside, has to be ra'ui to be able to be brought inside. So you can't have different types of animals. You can't have an animal. Oh, don't mind, we can have a chaya for inside and a treifa for outside. No. Even a treifa can't be good for a seira mishtalech. You with me? It has to be inside, right? The bai rau l'shem, she'be'ezeh she'yipol ha'goral l'shem y'yer u'udim yisbeach. So basically what he's saying over here, from the time of Rabbi Shmuel, we've already learned that a chaya is asur for a korban, because even a seira mishtalech can't have a treifa. Has to be ra'ui to go inside, right? So as we see, we don't need the word tahora to teach us about a treifa. We've got this limud of Tanya Rabbi Shmuel for the word for treifa. The Gemara says, okay, it bars that. And Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. So what do we need tahorot for? Lema'ote tzipore ir hanidachat. Now comes a new one, right? A tzipor of ir hanidachat. You might think that a tzipor of ir hanidachat, even though it's a kosher bird, you can eat it. Kabbalah on the throne says, no, Tahora. Someone says, Lamai. What's going on over here? Look at Rashi, the second last narrow lines of Rashi. Amar Rav Nachman, Tahorot Limutet, Tziporim Shnei Dachat, Lamai. So he says, Laha Minai, you itchich kra lahach. What do you know, for which one of these you the pasuk for? Daha Meshaleach Pshita. Right, so when it comes to Shiluach HaKen, so it's Pashut. Because Shnei Dachat Lav Bar Shiluachu, you wouldn't do Shiluach Haken with Shnei Dachat. Why? The Lo Amra Torah Shaleach LeTakala. Because the luck we saw earlier on with regards to the Metzora, where the Metzora bird that you sent out, you were allowed to eat, because it wouldn't create a Takala for a guy going to hunt it and catch it and end up eating it. Here, on the contrary, Shnei Dachat, but it's Asur Bahana'a, and if you sent it away, you'd cause a guy to eat it, right? The mabon irei dachat asur. V'im yishlachena yiyu b'nei adam tzadinota lachar zman, and they come to eat it. So it can't be for shiluach haken. So what are we speaking about here with regard to irei dachat? That's what he says. Lahai. Which is from irei dachat? Look at the Gemara. Ile shiluach lo amre Torah shaleach takala. Ele le shchita. It's telling us that via irei dachat, The Isra of a Torah, you can't shecht it. Look at Rashi, there's Ela B'shchut. Afilu ha'hish t'shchute hi, v'lo achlila, v'yachol l'sorf achar shchita, lo titi mirhanidachat. Even if you find a bird, mirhanidachat, which has been shechted a kasha shchita, right? Don't eat it. Even if you think you can bring in a bird, don't. Leave it alone. Touch it. Don't even touch the bird. Mirhanidachat, you don't even touch the bird. So that's the one answer of what we need the Tahora for. Right? In other words, as opposed to when we try to prove for this Tzipor story. Rava says no. Rava says, what do we need the Tahora for that Pasuk? He says, Leme'utei shlo zaveg la'acheret kodem shilucheha. What's going to be? You've got the Metzora. Now, what's the Metzora story? The Metzora has two birds, right? The one bird he shechts, kills, and the one bird he sets out, sets free. So you might say to yourself, you know what, look, there's another Metzora coming along. There are two Metzoras over here now. The one Metzora brought two birds. He kills the bird. He's about to set it free. So you know what? But before you set it free, let's just use that bird again for the second Metzora. So we basically only have to use three instead of four birds. We can kill another bird for this Metzora, and they can both set that bird free together. Right? That's what you think. I think that's what it says, yeah? Look at what Rava says, yeah. Look at Rashi. Lachi ate tohorot. Shelo yezaveg la'acher. Don't bring a partner for it. Im ba'al yado metzora acher la'achar shiteret zeh. A new metzora comes after the metzora has already been done his tahara. Lo yomarak, the Kohen shouldn't say, you know what? Havei acheret, bring me another bird. Uzavge la'chayah shemetzora rishon, will join it up with the metzora's bird that's still alive. Da'achi mashmet tohorot. Michlal de'ika asurot. This is what Torah tells us. Tohorot means that they all those are asur. Umay ninu, which is the bird that's asur, hanisheret the metzora. The remaining bird of the metzora is asur to be used again for anything else. That's what tohorot means. I mean, it's got nothing to do with telling us about tohorot that you can't eat it. That they are tohorot which are tameyot. It's a tohorot bird. This is asur for other uses. It's not a tameya bird. So we haven't been able to prove anything over here yet. Okay, so that was Rav Papa gives a third answer now to what that word tohorot means. Rav Papa Amar Letziporim, the Haggadah Bach makes some changes over here. He says Letziporim Shehechlifan ba'avodah zara. Right? These were birds which were basically traded for avodah zara. Which you sold avodah zara to a goy and he paid you with birds. Okay? That's what's going on over here. Dichtiv Ba'ita Cherim Kamohu. Basically, it's asur for any hana from. Look at Rashi. I think that's the explanation. I'll be honest with you, the Rashi is a little bit difficult here for me, but I think that's what he's telling us over here. Look at the Rav Papa. Rav Papa amar tohorot lemeute tziporim shehichlifan, which he exchanged. Venilkechan min haoved kochavim. They are bought from the oved kochavim. Bedmei avodah zara. From the money of Avodah Zarah, Shemacharlo, that he sold to the goy. Right. So it seems basically that it's like a barter over here, I think. That there was like an exchange. How do they explain the English, by the way? What's the English? Just give me an English translation there.
You suppose to exchange for birds of idol worship.
Yeah. Birds exchange for birds of idol worship. Okay, that's similar to what I said.
Gentile pays a Jew for his idol by giving the Jew birds.
Birds, okay, brilliant. Okay, that's what I thought, okay. A barter. Okay, exactly. Okay, like that's difficult. Rashi Lashonia. Okay, oh, very good. Right. Rav Papa Amar Letziporim Shechlifan Ba'avodah Zarah. Dichtiv Itachem Rabo. Right. So here we say over here, Koma Shata Mehayeh Menu. Whatever you get from them, come on. In other words, it's Asur Vodah. What's it Lamai? So what's the Isur over here? Either Shiluach Lo Amre Torah Shalach Takala. And it's the same idea, right? It can't be fully Shiluach. Because it's a Shiluach Haken of those birds. It's Avodah Zarah. Obviously, in the West, someone's going to stumble over it and be over on Avodah Zarah. Hana, el shchita, obviously le shchita, the same answer like we saw earlier on, le shchita, the imishum will be our tara. Because look at Rashi, it's a great Rashi list. Why is it such a shchita? Because with regards to Avodah Zorah, the pasuk says, ubi arta hara mikirbecha, and you've got to destroy this from the earth. You might think, right, that shchita is biu, look at Rashi, the imishum will be our tara, hara mevuar minalahu, you killed it. So you might think you can shecht it. Comes along the pasuk and says, even a tohora, right, you can't use it, it's asur, if we can't do it in for shchita. Okay, so now we haven't yet proved anything about Torah. On this pasuk, by the way, Ravina gives a fourth answer. Ravina says, no, what do we need tohora for in that pasuk? Amar hachi b'may askinan, ba'of sharaget ha'nefesh. We go back to, we spoke at the very beginning, remember? This is a bird who killed. Right, the bird who killed. It's a kosher bird. What are you talking about? Either Gemar Dina, if it's the end of it, it's already been judged, it's been to Beit Din. Bar Katalu, it's Chayav Mita. Obviously, you can't use it, right? This is the Elokodim Gemar Dina. Before the Gemar Dina, hasn't yet been decided. Ulamai. So now, what's the Isuria? Ila Shiluach. How can you send it? You've got to bring it to Beit Din to fulfill this mitzvah that you've got to be destroyed. Sorry, here's the Rashi where we might have thought that the Ubiyata Ra Shchita might be getting rid of the burn, you could shift it. Okay. Now, next part of the Mishnah. Of Tamei Rovetz Abetze of Tahor. Okay, when we saw that in the Mishnah that we said that if it's of Tamei Rovetz of Tahor, look at the Rashi. Yeah. The Mishnah says, "Of tamei patur mi lishaleach," and then "Of tamei rovetz al beitzo of tahor," "Vetor rovetz al beitzo of tamei patur mi lishaleach." And we had the korei, which is the zachar, the smell bird, which is other people's birds. It was a machlok rachamim Rabbi Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Yeah, of tamei bishlomo of tamei rovetz al beitzo tahor." We understand. Remember, the Mishnah said either of tamei on batzei tahor or of tahor on batzei tamei, whether it's a kosher bird on treif. On non-kosher eggs and chicklets, or a kosher bird, or a non-kosher bird on kosher ones, or a kosher one on non-kosher ones. Because we understand when the bird is not kosher. Right? Bishloma of tamei, if the bird itself, rovetz abatzator, sitting on kosher chicklets, we understand why you don't understand why, but inan tzipor, because you need a kosher bird to send veleka, and we haven't got one. But our problem is, elo of tahor, you've got a kosher bird sitting rovetz abatzay of tamei on non-kosher chicks or eggs, ha tziporu, why don't you do a no, okay, what do we care? The bird, yeah, is a kosher bird, send it away.
Why wasn't it a mother? Using the mother. Isn't there another mother?
This is the mother.
How can one be a trait?
Shalach to shalach it to aim. So you want to say that aim is dafka.
Yeah.
Understand. So Steve's got a good argument. He says, why not? Because it's not aim. We want the mother of the birds. And it's clearly, this is a kosher bird and these birds aren't kosher birds. It can't be their mother.
Yeah.
Right, that's a good question. But you have to say that you'd have to say then that aim is not dafka, but it means a mother sitting on chicks. Okay, but that's a good question, all right? So he says it's a good question. The reason why I'm saying we have to answer it is because the Gemara doesn't give an answer. And it, to be honest with you, the more you think about it, it's like one of those very good questions that the answers are so obvious, right? And yet we don't see that answer in the Gemara. So I'm assuming then that the Gemara's opinion here is that Amy's love Dafka, the mother, but in a mother like fashion. That's a good question. Okay. So Gemara says no. So Rav Kana says no. Why don't? Because when the pasuk says tikach lach, take the mother bird, it means take it for you. When we say take the bird, we mean take the bird that you can use it, not that you can feed it to your dogs. And if it's not a kosher bird, right? The chicks you take for you. And if you've got a kosher bird sitting on non-kosher chicks, right, and you send away the mother bird, what good are the chicks for you? It says, lekach tikach lach. You're going to take the chicks, not feed them to your dogs. And yeah, if it's non-kosher chicks, therefore you've got no use for them, so therefore you patru from shiluach, either the mother is a kosher bird. But now, when it says here, kidda amma Rav Kahana, the Gemara says kidda Rav Kahana, right, means not an asugya. Like Rav Kahana said somewhere else, so too over here, Hachanami, so too in our sugars. The Gemara's question is, where's this attributed to Rav Kahana that he said this halacha? What is he speaking about? The Gemara says, where? Aha, on this brighter, the Tanya, aim trefa. There's a brighter. And the brighter says, aim trefa chayav b'shiluach. Efrochim trefot patur mishiluach. If the mother is a trefa, those are the brighter that's cholek on our Mishnah, right? Because our Mishnah says irrespective of whether the aim is a trefa or the aim is a kshera or the vice versa, we want a mother and the kids to be kosher. Allah says no shiluach. Here there's a brighter that says aim trefa, chayav b'shiluach, efrochim trefot, patur mishiluach. Look at Rashi at the bottom here, aim trefa, very, very last lines. It's quite amazing. There are two Rashis over here which come from the Mishnah. They're in the wrong place over here. The Mishnah says it should be the Mishnah. Very low. Ein man shel efrochim treifa chayav leshalach. You've got to send them away. Why? Aval efrochim treifot eino mechayev l'shlechet ayim. And there Rav Kahana said, why? Because it says l'tikach lach v'lo l'klavecha. And yeah, with a non-kosher mother sitting on kosher birds, you can take the birds. They're good for you. Take them. Okay. Ulakish ayim treifot efrochim. So the Gemara now asks a kashi over here. And so there was supposed to be 90 meter. Where do we know this from? Amar Rav Kahana, Amar Krat, tikach lach v'lo l'klavecha. That's the makor. So now the Gemara said, wait a second, why are you learning it like that? Why are we doing a hekesh between the mother and the children? My Efrochim treifot, patu mishiluach, af aim treifot, nobody mishiluach, like our Mishnah says, right? Why do we say that? Learn a hekesh. Of course, it's the im ken, if that's the case. If you want to say that, right? Look at this Rashi. It's a bit of a text Rashi, it's worth reading this Rashi. Rashi says, im ken, if you're going to say that we do this hekesh, the iman nami mekashot lehu, if you're going to say that, learn that hekesh, then aim tmeya nami mehatam imait. If you're going to say that, right, that if that's a problem, then tzipor lemeuti of tamei lamali. Why do I need the word tzipor? If I'm going to learn a hekesh from tikach lach, the other Gemara answers, we've learned that the makor is tzipor. Is it tzipor? Tzipor tahor. If you've got a hekesh between tikach lach v'lo leklavecha and the mother, then what do I need tzipor for? I can learn that the mother, if the mother's a treifa, it's no good because I need the word tzipor to tell me a kosher bird. I can learn from a hekesh. And the fact that we've got a tzipor in the pasuk telling me tzipor being a kosher bird, meaning I don't learn this hekesh. And if we don't say learn the mother from the one and the one from the other, it's almost like a bit of a contradiction in terms there because we're using our Mishnah as a proof to say we can't really learn our Mishnah. We've got a stereo between the Braita and the Mishnah. And we're going to say, well, let's learn the Braita like the Mishnah. So we can't learn the Braita like the Mishnah because if you learn the Hekesh, we don't need the word Tzipor. Right? With me? Mm-hmm. Bit difficult. Okay. So good morning. There's another Kasha over here. Is Vahatanya. Right, Vahatanya, we've got a brighter that says, Aim Efrochin Treifa Chayev Beshiluach. Right, Aim Efrochim Treifa. So now, how do you read Aim Efrochim Treifa? Is it Aim of the Efrochin and she's a Treifa? The mother's a Treifa? Mother. Or is it Aim Efrochin Treifa or the mother of Efrochim Treifa and Efrochim are Treif? Chayev Beshiluach. Look at Rashi, not me. This is what we thought. Ahava mina is, let's say you're going to read it. A man shel Efrochin, shehein treifot. The mother Efrochin and they are treifa, v'ha'em treifot. The mother itself is kshaira, chayav l'shaleach. Right? We've got a bright that says that the mother and the Efrochim are treifot, but she's a kshaira, chayav l'shaleach. V'lo darshinan tikach lach. That bright there proves we don't learn the hekesh. Because the Hekesh would say, if the birds are treifot, then the mother doesn't do shiluach. And now we see, no. Aim. The Bible says, aim, Efrochin treifot, chayav shiluach. You with me? So obviously, it can't be like that, right? So now, but into good, Rashi is kesal kedatach, right? So it appears that it's not really the case. We're really learning it is, right? Chayav shiluach. Amar Abai says, no. Hachi ka'amar, Efroach. She'iman treifach hayav b'shiluach. It's the Efroach that the mother is a treifa. Not that the mother who the birds are treifot, but the bird whose mother is a treifa. See, as Steve said, so obviously the mother not being the real mother. But or maybe, I don't know. Unless the mother is the mother, but these birds are treifot for one of the reasons that we explained here, like Ira Nidacha to Avodah Zorah or one of those cases over here. And that's why it's a treifa, they treifot, that they're not tahorot. The mother wasn't, but the children for some reason were set aside for Avodah Zorah. And therefore it is the mother, but the chicklets are treifot as opposed to tahorot, all these four or five answers we gave you of our papa and Rav and all of those things. But I don't know, it sounds a bit wild, far-fetched. Okay.
And so now, כי אם היה ניסוח באמת שהאפרוחים, היה צריך להגיד אפרוחים טריפים, פה אומר טריפה, טריפה זה מתייחס ליחיד, זה האם. כלומר, להפזיך את מה שהוא אומר פה.
Look at Tosfot Avia, Hachi Gar Sinai. Is that Tosfot Avia? Look at Tosfot, Hachi Gar Sinai. I don't want to get into it. Look at it. Hachi
Nimsa?
Hachi V'chei Nimsa V'sefer Yashan. Tosfot says he's got a version in an older manuscript. V'ha Tanya, Eim Efroach Treifa. Our Gemara says, Eim Efrochim Treifa. Says, Eim Efroach Treifa. Chayav. Because our data, the Treifa Kai Efroach. ומשני יחי גמר אפרוח שאימו טריפה, אבל הספרים דגרסי אפרוחים טריפות אינו מיושב, that doesn't work. But none of them use the word אפרוחים, אפרוחים טריפים. They all say טריפות. אפרוח seems to be לשון נקבה.
But I'm saying,
they seem to be learning it as אפרוח, it seems to be אפרוחים. משתמש בלשון יחי.
Right, okay.
But is it גרסה that Tosfos got a slightly different גרסה, which makes sense why it's the aim. Because Eim Efroach Treifa, which would explain why the mother is the Treifa, not Eim Efrochim Treifa. Because if it's Eim Efrochim Treifa, then even if it's Treifim or Treifot, doesn't matter, but it should be Lashon Rabim. Yeah. If we had a Hava Minute that was talking about the Efrochim, it should say Eim Efrochim Treifim or Treifot.
Yeah.
You understand? Yeah. The fact that it says, but that's why Tosfos got a Girsa over here of Eim Efroach Treifa, which that's why explains why it's in the Lashon Yachid. And now we could think it's one Efroach. It could be either the aim is the treifa or the Efroach is the treifa. Okay? With me? Yeah. Anybody? Okay, care. Bar Rav Hoshe. Now we've got a couple of nice questions. Yeah, we used to call these Aryeh questions. I don't know why I used to always say an Aryeh word. I don't know where it came from. Obviously, once upon a time, you must have got excited about taikus. Right? But, so you said like this. Bar Rav Hoshe. Hoshit yado leken. He stuck his hand into the desk under the mother bird. Under the mother. ושחט מיעוט סימנים. And he shechted מיעוט סימנים. Now, what do you mean מיעוט סימנים? He hasn't done a proper שחיטה yet. Now, what's the case? מהו? What's the story? מי, look at Rashi here, מהו? מיעוט סימנים, first he says, של אפרוחין. We're not talking about them, we're talking about the birds. And he shechted מיעוט סימנים of the bird. מהו? Look at Rashi. לחייבו בשלוח חיים. Do we send the mother bird away? Why? כיוון... שבידו לגמור את השחיטה, it's up to him now to finish up the שחיטה. So what's really happening here? He can decide whether this bird is going to become a treifa or not. Because if he doesn't finish the שחיטה, and he's shechted half the siman, the bird's a treifa, it's not going to live. So he's really got, he can create a treifa, and if it's a treifa, patur from shiluach. Right? So it's like a question, the guy's holding a little bird in his hand and he says to the, and the king says to him, whatever, he says to him, is it alive or dead? He says, it's entirely in your hands. Because you can squeeze the bird, it'll be dead. You can leave the hand open, it'll be dead. It's one of those sort of things, right? So he says, כיוון שביד לגמור את השחיטה, תיקח לך קרינה בי, וחייב לשלח, therefore it's called תיקח לך, because they're for you and not for your dogs. Or דילמה, השתה מיהת, calls man shelo gamar by himself, he doesn't finish proper shechita patur mila shaleach v'notenet ayim beheter, he's patur because he can't take irat v'achar kach gomer shechita, because he can basically patur from this tend the mother, why? Because she's sitting on a treifa, so therefore he can just let it die, he can now take the mother beheter, there's no issue, no mitzvah of sending her away, because there's no longer shluch haken, he can take the mother and then he can go and he can shech the birds afterwards. So we're going to see how we can actually get the best of both worlds. He shechts one siman, half a siman. He's now, he says, okay, well, that's a safek shchait, a treifa. So he takes the mother, because it's patur from shluach haken, keeps the mother, and then goes and shechts the bird. Right? We're not discussing mitzvah, we're discussing halakha, right? Halachic concept. Yeah. Right? That's a question. Remember, the kavod irushavik lahu mitarfa, if you leave it, it will become a treifa. But inan lach v'loch kevech, it is for you, not for your dogs. If it becomes treif, only your dogs are good for, not yours. Or deal, maybe we say no. Kevin de beyado le migmar shchita, tikach lach karine bay v'chaya b'shtuch is chayev. And the Gemara answers, yeah, taiku. Okay.
So we think that the mother is a possible treifa.
The mother's not a treif at all. The mother's a good bird. You want the mother. You don't want to send it away. But you're going to mitzvah to send the mother away. No, you don't do her treifa. You shech the efroach. Now the efroach is a treifa. If the Efroach is a treifa, there's no mitzvah shiluach of the mother. Because we have to have shalach to shalach betabanim tikach lach. Now, if it's a treifa, the children, there's no tikach lach. It's only good for your klavecha. For your klavecha, there's no mitzvah shiluach again. So if there's no mitzvah anymore, take the mother. you done a chayti siman. Now you know, now mitzvah for shiloh hakin. Take the mother. Now go shech the bird, and you get the mother and the bird. All right? So good one over here, right? Okay, but now you know it isn't. But now you know it isn't. Okay, by Rav Yirmiya. Right? Mitlit mahu. Right? If he's got a mitlit, what's a mitlit? There's like a little rag or a separating, Rashi says here, mitlit prusala beitzim. There's like a cloth over the eggs, and now the mother's on the cloth, but she's not really on the eggs. Right? There's a chatzitza.
Yes,
chatzitza. So is that called va'em rovetzit alabanim, right? Mahu shetachutz? Is that called tachutz? So that's the first question. Then what about knafayim? What about her wings? Rashi says here, notzah tlusha. If there's a feather, big feather plucked out, and it's also separating between her and the birds. Mahu, sheyachutzu, is that called the chatzitza? And what about beitzim muzarot? Beitzim muzarot, or what we call today battery eggs, right? Unfertilized eggs. How do they translate beitzim muzarot in your English?
Unfertilized
eggs, right? Not battery eggs. Right, exactly. They're birds, eggs that won't become grown into chicks, right? So now what if, for example, you have that today, right? In a battery egg, like most of our chickens, the mothers still sit on the eggs. So if you come across a chicken that there's no rooster around for 1,000 miles, and we don't believe in what's it called with Mary, immaculate conception with birds, right? Right, whatever. I don't say in Hebrew, right? We don't believe immaculate conception with birds, and you find the chicken over there, this bird sitting on the nest. It's obvious that egg is not a fertilized egg; it's a beitza muzara, right? What about that? Is it mitzvah shluach haker or not? Right? The next question the Gemara says, Shnei Sidrei Beitzim, Zo Agav Zo. You've got two rows of eggs. One row on the top and one row on the bottom. Right? Okay, we'll then in separate, right? Mahu, look at Rashi over here. Look at this long Rashi over here. Beitzim, Sheinif, Rashi says, Beitzim, Muzarot, Sheinif, Froach, Ba Mehen. A bird can't hatch from them. Can I remember Maditin? We see that in the Mishnah that you aren't chayav in shiluach. Now, ma'u sheyachutzu, all these different things, yeah? In the Talmud, beitzim muzarot chotzitzim, if you were to tell me that these unfertilized eggs are a chatzitza, then what about shnei sidrei beitzim b'nei kayama? You've got two sets, rows of eggs, which are fertilized eggs, right? Ze al gab ze mahu, one on top of the other. Im nitkaven nitrotachlim, and your intention is to take the bottom row. Right, is the top row a chatzitza on the bottom row? Therefore, the mother is not sitting on the bottom row. Right, that's a Rashi question. Right, mi havu emtzaim chatzitza upatur midashaleach or lo? Okay, that's the question over there. Right, that's the next question. The next question is ma'osh neisir beitzim agabe zachar agabe beitzim v'nekeva al gabe zachar. Now, what's the case over here? You've got a zachar sitting on the eggs. And the female bird is sitting on top of the zachar. Right? Mahu.
Yes, chatzitza.
Right? Now look at Rashi here. There's a Rashi over here. It says, a zachar love bar shiluachu. As a rule, a zachar is not bar shiluachu. Other than that bird which we saw, the koreh. Right? Kedarina lakaman, aval zachar, divrei akol patur, daha aim kativ. It says, uvakoreh udimachai, rabbi dezer bishum dichtiv bay degira. We'll say it separately. So now what's the question? Answer to all those questions is, taiku. Okay, by Rabbi Zera, there's the question. Yona al batzei tasil mahu. Now Rashi says over here that a tasil or a tzil, how do you pronounce the word? What's the give me the tasil, right? Tasil of tahor, he says, v'dome le yona. Now my question here is a yona is a kosher bird, right? Means the korban. So you've got a yona on batzei tasil, or tasil al batzei yona mahu. Now here, Steve, I think this is related to your question about aim. Does it have to be the mother? I don't know why. Amar Abaya, right? Abaytze Yonah Mahu. Look at Rashi, yeah? Tasil, right? Amar Abaya, Toshma. So now the question is, what happens if you've got, it's not the right, it's not its own bird sitting on its own eggs. So Abaya is like a Toshma. Of Tamei, Rovetz Abaytze, Of Tahor, Vetor Rovetz Abaytze, Of Tamei, Patur, Mishiluach. Therefore what? Ha Tahor Vetor Chayav. But it seems that if you've got tahor on a tahor, it would be chayev, says Abaya. You don't need to have its mother. As long as it's a tahor on a tahor, it will be chayev. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof. Deal with a kore. Right? Maybe that only applies to a kore. Why? Because that's a kore. Right? That brighter there says, what's a kore? Right? Look at Rashi over here. Dil mahal tani betahor betor chayav bekorin akayva. Talk about a korin akayva. Demin hago b'chach. Umode bekorin akayva afidu ein abaytim shlak. That only applies to a korin. Why? Because that's the type of bird who goes and looks for other birds' eggs to sit on. But just stum a regular bird, if it's not on its own edge, we don't send it away. So that must be the answer. Right? Right? V'ha'em rovetzet korin abay. See that, Rashi? V'ha'em rovetzet, the mother sitting there korin abay. V'chi rovetzet al beitzat of tamay pat. R'chi tikach lachonu lekabecha. Aval of acher, batla da'ato v'ena b'shiluach. It's not really its own bird's eggs. It's not its own child. That would apply to you. He has since been arguing that it has to be the mother. Right, that's the rest of the way, but that might be the answer. So we can't prove it, only be able to kore, but in a normal case, other than the kore, which has that motherly instinct, even though it's right on other birds, it's an exception, but as a rule, it might have to be your own mother. That's actually the Gemara's question, which is you ask. I think that's how we think. I never thought about it last night, but it makes sense this morning. Okay, the Mishnah carries on. Kore mezachar. So with regards to a kore, this male bird, Rabbi Lezer b'chai b'chim putu. So we see previously, with regards to a kore nekeva, a female, everybody agrees that a kore nekeva is chayev. The machloket is with Rabbi Lezer b'chai with a kore zachar. Because the kore zachar also has this instinct of sitting on eggs. Okay? And there's a machloket. Rabbi Lezer b'chai b'chim putu. Amar Ababai, you might tell Rabbi Lezer, why Rabbi Lezer say you chayev? He says, why? Because atya degira degira. They've got this word degira, doger in Hebrew means to sit on the eggs, right? Kativacha kore dagar v'lo yelit. Kativatam uvaka udagara betzila. Okay, so basically, those are the psukim. I'm going to get 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 the psukim. That's what we just said now. Everyone agrees with the psukim in the kaivet pattern. Because it's a pshita. Kore zachar now. The Mishnah specifically says, kore zachar. So what's this pshita here? So it says, what was your thought about the time? Rabbanan, afilu kore nekava patrei. We would have thought that maybe Rabbanan, even Rabbanan, say that it's not so pashut that they agree with the kore nekeva. Even Rabbanan might disagree with the kore nekeva. V'hali tani zachar. So why did Mishnah Dafka mention zachar? Lehodiacha kocho d'Rabbi Eliezer. Trade Rabbi Eliezer said not only is a nekeva mutar, even a zachar, Chachamim say even a nekeva is patu. K'mashvila, no. That's not the case. That even the Chachamim agree with the nekeva. We're going to hear, right? The words like this, Bach loket. Now the Bach takes this out, right? But it's, I think it's Vamer Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar seems to limit that machlok between Rabbi Elazar and Chachamim. Machlok bekre zachar only. But zachar da alma dira kol patur. He says the other way around. But when it comes to with regard to a kore, that's where they argue. But with regards to other zacharim, everybody agrees that you patur from shiluach haken, right? The one says pshita. The one says no. Why is it pshita? Because it says kore zachar no. The one says no, not pashut. Why? What would be a thought if it never said that? Rabbi Eliezer, afilu zachar d'almachar. Rabbi Eliezer would have said any zachar is chayev. Always a zachar is chayev mishloach haken. Not only in a kore. V'hari tani kore zachar lo'diacha kochan drabanan. And Rabbanan say no. Right? And the Mishnah is teaching us actually Rabbanan who say even a kore whose nature is to sit on birds would be patur. Kamashma, no, they agree on they agree on the alma and machloket is only on zachar. Okay, new Mishnah. Hayatam ma'ofefet. Right, you know, you say a person is like ma'ofef, right? Like meaning like he's like not exactly sitting, not exactly flying, right? Like hovering. Thank you. Merachef, right? Merachef, right? Right? Did they translate it as merachef? By the way, is that the word merachefet? Right, that's like hovering, right? But while she's hovering, her wings nogot baken, right? The wings are touching the nest. Mishnah says, in such a case, chayav leshaleach, because it's connected to the nest. If it was hovering above, what's that thing that Jonathan's got? What's it called? The drone. If you've got a drone, right, that's like there. Imagine the bird like a drone there, but there's nothing touching the nest. There's no chiyuv, right? Ain knafeh nogot baken. If you haven't got, if the wings aren't touching, patur mila shalach. Okay, that's the one aloha. Ain sham elefroach echad. There's only one bird there, or beitza achat. Still chayav l'shalach. We don't need one. We don't need more than one, right? Shneimar ken mikom akom. Right, ken ki yikareh kan tzipor. You kikirei kantzipor. You come across a nest of a bird. A nest is a nest. When it's got one in it or 10 in it, it makes a difference. Hayusham efrochim mafrichim. Now, what does it mean, efrochim mafrichim? Look at Rashi. It's the only Rashi on this whole Mishnah. Mafrichim gedolim. In other words, they themselves can fly. Right? They themselves can fly. Those are really big birds. Or beitzim muzarot. We saw this previously. Or unfertilized eggs. Patur mi leshaleach. Right, Shinei Marwak, what the Pasuk says, Vaha'im rovetzet ala efrochim wala beitzim. They need to, she has to be sitting, right? Mm-hmm. What's the word in English for goder? How do you say, like, the bird is doger? How do you say a bird is doger? What's the word when the egg is rovetzet? How does that translate the Pasuk of ki yikeket v'ha'im rovetzet ala efrochim? What's it? Nestling. Okay, whatever. Nestling? Right, so you have to have, it says over here, Shneimar v'ayim rovetz ala efrochim o ala beitzim. Ma'ay efrochim b'nei kayam. Just like when the birds, you have to be birds that are b'nei kayam, they can exist, they of substance. Af beitzim b'nei kayam yatzu muzarot. So that excludes muzarot. And umar ha'beitzim tzrichin le'iman. Just like the, what about, on the other hand, the eggs are dependent on their mother. In other words, they have to be dependent to live. The mother will make them, basically bring them alive by sitting on them. They also depend on their mother. They can fly on their own. They can feed themselves. They don't depend on their mother. Okay? That's the bottom line of the Mishnah. They have to be basically birds that are dependent and eggs which will grow into birds. Tana Rabbanan, now on a bright on that. Rovetzet v'lo mo'fefet. Right? The Pasuk says, Rovetzet v'lo mo'fefet. Yet our Mishnah says, Haita mo'fefet. So the Brighter says, Yachol afilu knafea nogot baken. Right, even if the wings are touching the ken, it doesn't matter, it'd still be patur. Because we need rovetzet, not mofefet, right? The Gemara says, no, tamud lomar rovetzet. Right, the Pasuk says, rovetzet. So my tamud, what do we learn from the fact that it said rovetzet? Midalokativ yoshevet. The fact that it never said sitting, and it said rovetzet, means, we don't need sitting dafka. We just need nestling. Now, even if it's flying above, but it's still got its wings covering the nest, that's called nestling. As opposed to your shevet. The Torah wanted to tell you, it has to be mamash sitting on the eggs. We're going to use the lashon yoshevet. I don't know if you use the lashon yoshevet for birds, but that's the Gemara says. Okay. So that is the first answer. Amrav Yehuda Amarav. Rav Yehuda said Amarav. Hayata yoshevet ben shnei rovdei. Now we can start getting creative, right? Hayata yoshevet ben shnei rovdei ilan. It's now sitting, this bird, on two rovdei. Look at Rashi over here. It's a nice Rashi. Hayata shevet al shnei habaitzim. It was sitting ben shnei rovdei ilan. It measures like two trees or two branches of trees that are like this. And the bird is basically across the branches. And underneath it is the nest. But it's not sitting on the nest directly. It's being held up by the branches. Look at Rashi here. Vahabaitzim tachteha. Aval anafim, the branches somchim umagbihim otah ba'avir, is keeping her above the nest. Okay, got the situation? Right. Now the brother says like this. Rav says like this. Roim kol, we look at all the scenarios. Sheim tishamet nofelet alehem. If you'd pull one of those branches away and the bird would fall, and she'd land on the bird on the eggs. In such a case, chayev l'shaleach. V'im lav, patur. But she would fall not on the eggs or on the birds. Next to them, you patur from shiluach. Right. Look at Rashi, yeah? Kol. Shilu yidche ze mize tishamet ha'em v'tipol aleihen. On them chayev. V'im nofelet litzdadin. If she falls to the side, then she is patur. So that is what Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav. Now the Gemara is a brighter, not too excited about this. Meitivei on Akashi on Rav from a brighter Tosefta, right? So Meitivei Hayata, the Gemara, the brighter brings three scenarios. Hayata yoshevet beinehen, right? Beitza mikan zidrashi or beitza mikan, sitting between the eggs. There's one egg on that side, one egg on that side, and the bird in the middle of them. Patur mila shaleach, you patur wa. There's no rovetzet. Al gabehen. Right, what does it mean? Al gabehen, on top of them, chayav l'shaleach. Hayata me'ofefet Now, this is a stereo base of the brighter we saw previously. There's not our question here yet. Hayatam or Fevet, she was hovering. Afilu kanfea no got ba ken patru milishaleach. Okay? Let's steer it to our brighter. That's not our question. Our question at the moment is, we're talking about Rav, who says it's above. If it would fall to the side, you patru. Right? This brighter says what? You're sitting between them, you patur. On top of them, you chayev. So the Gemara is like this. My love, al gabehen. The brighter is discussing a similar scenario. Al gabehen, dumia de beinehen. Ma beinehen, de nagabahu. Af al gabehen, de nagabahu. And in other words, when they're sitting between them, an egg yet, an egg yet, it's clear that the bird is actually touching the eggs. And why? Because the brighter is talking about the same case of al gabehen or beinehen. And al gabehen is touching. So close the store here. Right? Al gabehen.
No.
It's fine. We'll get out, Steve. It's fine. Just put it close. We'll make a plan. Close it. Chaval, they want it done. We'll make a plan. We'll get out. We'll climb to the window or something. Right? Okay. Don't worry. We'll get out. Al gabehen. Al gabehen. He's on sitting on top of it. Right. So therefore, al gabehen and beinehen must be the. That was the brighter discussing the same scenario. So therefore, when are you chayev or patur? When you're touching. Right? The Rav Yehuda's case, what was Rav Yehuda Abba Rav's case? My love, al gabehen, du bide ben hen, ma ben hen, du nagaba, afagen, du nagaba. Avarov dei ilan, when the bird sitting being held by the trees, is it touching the bird? Touching the eggs?
No.
So the kazaka must be patur. The woman says, no, that's not a good argument. Look, al gabehen, exact opposite. Al gabehen, du mir de beinehen. When we said there's a brighter on top of them, we meant it's actually similar to between them. What is beinehen? De lo nagalahu. Af al gabehen, de lo nagabahu. Vahayru rov de ilan. And that's the case. On the contrary, the brighter is discussing a case where al gabehen is like beinehen. Beinehen between them, they aren't being touched. So at al gabehen, when are they above the birds and not touching the birds? They're being held up by a tree. And therefore, you are. That's not a kashya to Abba Kalefta, that's Rashi's, but that's we explained it very nicely. Hachinami mistabra, the gross, you know, it actually makes more sense. Why? Tisakadatach rov de ilan patur. Adatani, if we would have thought, have a minute, rov de ilan, in that scenario, like Rav Yehuda Amarav said, if you think you'd be patur there, adatani hayatama or fefet, right? Our Mishnah said, hayatama or fefet was hovering. Right, afilu kanfei nogot peken patrim leshaleach. Right there, it said there if the wings are touching, you chayev. And if you would have thought, Rabbi, our Mishnah spoke about that you hovering, and you would have thought hayatam or fefet, even if its wings were touching, you should be patur. Then why did the Mishnah use the case of fefet? Litni rov dei ilan. It should have rather taught us when it's by a tree, right? V'kol shekein me'ofefet. And we would have learned me'ofefet on its own because we would have said, what? Even if it's rov dei ilan on above that and it's still touching, then how much more so if it's me'ofefet and it's touching, you'd be patur. No, we can't learn that now. But honest with you, I'm a little bit confused about that question. Anybody understand that question? I just don't understand it.
והמצב של רובדי אילן הוא כאילו יותר מאשר מהצדדים מבחינה מעשית.
Help me, somebody. What's that going to start, right? It's like a datach rov din ilan patur. If you think it's patur, adetani, hayta ofefet afilu kanfei nogot beken patur neshaleach. We said, hayta ofefet bezman she kanfei nogot beken chem neshaleach. En kanfei nogot beken patur neshaleach. Not the Mishnah, the brighter. Sorry. Remember, I said to you that brighter is a stira? Okay, now I've got it. Go back to our brighter here. We had a brighter here. I'm Rabbi Tal Yoshev Ben Shner over the Ilan. Roim Sheim Tishma. We brought the brighter Meitive. We brought a kashia against Rav Yehuda Amarav. And the brighter had three scenarios. Hayata Yoshevet Beinehen Patur. Al gabehen chayev. The third scenario was hayata me'ofefet. It was hovering. אפילו כנפיה נוגעות בקן, even if the wings are touching the ken. Remember I said that's a stereo to Amishta? Because Amishta says when the wings are touching, it's chayev. But now the Brighter says, hayata mo'ofefet, even if its wings are touching, patru min ha-shaleach. On that, the Gemara says, that it's obvious in our case, in our, that this Brighter is supported by Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, that a case of the in the tree is chayev. Why? Because if you were to tell me, like you wanted to say, that mo'ofefet over here, now look here, now let's understand. If you're going to tell me that it's on the tree, it's patur, then the brighter that we learnt, when it's mo'ofefet, even if it touches it, you patur, right? Rather learn there, litni ilan. Tell me that if you hovering, if you be held up by branches of the tree, you patur, then obviously, if you are hovering, you would be patur. Right? Look at Rashi over here, the second line of Rashi. Rather learn that brighter of the ilan. It's up in the above, and underneath are the birds' trees, or the birds' eggs, you're still patur. Why? Because mo'ofefet ain't rovetzet. When it's sitting, he'll be held up by trees, at least that is called nestling. Mo'ofefet is it's flying around. It's not really on the wings. It's not really on the birds. And if rovetzet, held by branches, the brighter should rather have said their patur. And then obviously when it was hovering, it would be patur. Because rovetzet, because the branches is more of a rovetzet than hovering. And the fact that our brighter never used the word, never spoke about that case of the trees, and said mo'ofefet, means we wouldn't be able to learn hovering from mo'ofefet. Therefore, hovering you'd be chayev, mo'ofefet when you patur, because hovering is like rovetzet. Okay, you got it? Yes. Almost? Surely? Yeah, okay, yeah. Right, that's it. Okay. So that's why the Gemara says, hachanam mistabra, that therefore you must be chayev, and aloch is like Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and this bright is not an argument to Rav. Right? Because the Gemara says, no, that's not a good proof at all. Mo'ofefet, it's just that we need the word mo'ofefet in that bright to why? Because we need that brighter there, because that brighter is telling us a chidush. Right? Because what are we learning in our Mishnah? Bizman sheknafea nogot baken chayav l'shaleach. Exactly the opposite. Right? That brighter there, we need to teach us the din of chiyuv. The Gemara says, what is it? But our Mishnah tells us something else. I remember Yirmi Ketani Matniti says, you know what? When we learned that brighter, benogea minatzad. You're right. It's not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about Nogaya on top of the eggs. He has Nogaya Baken on the side of the egg, and that's what's going to be a different story altogether. It can have another Yesh Omrim. Leime Messiah. Right? That's actually a help. Hayatayo Shevet Benehen. The brighter that's speaking here, Benehen. It's not a Kashir, but it's a Siyua. When we say Joshua Benehen, Patru Neshlech, Alga Nechal Neshlech, Wahayatam Ophefer, Afidu Kafen, Ogo Paken, Patru Neshlech. My love, Alga Behen, Dumi the Benehen. Don't we say there that on top is like Benehen, Ma Benehen, Delon, No God, Nahen, Af Alga Behen, Delon, Agabe, Layu, Vahayu Rov De Ilan. No, it says, no, Alga Behen, Dumi the Benehen, Ma Benehen, Dogo Bahu, Af Alga Behen, Dogo, Ava Rov De Ilan, Patru. You know, let's stop over here. Stop.